Hello.
Hiya, is that Donna?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Francesca from INSLAW calling about the inquiry you submitted for the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Oh,
Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, fab. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection purposes. So would I just be able to get your full name, please?
It's Donna Marie Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T.
Perfect. And were you known by any other names whilst during, like, in care or before care?
No.
No,
it was all the same name.
Okay. And your date of birth?
31/10/79.
Perfect. And your current address?
16 Brebner Crescent, North Weald, Aberdeen. AB167HX.
Was it AB167?
HX.
And would I just be able to confirm the number, the street?
It's 0774919-3346.
Perfect, thank you. And just to confirm your address, was it number 60?
16.
16, sorry.
No, it's okay.
And in regards to contacting you, so it's usually via telephone, email, text message. Are those all okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. And are you okay to contact? Are you okay for us to contact you via WhatsApp if needed?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, perfect. So, and also, just to add another layer of protection for your application, so would I be able to get a password off you? So if anyone calls you regarding the redress scheme, you can ask them then for the password, and if they can't provide it, you know it's not us.
Okay, yeah. Could I do Kenzie 3?
Kenzie?
Yeah.
I'll add that on there for you now. Yeah, so if anyone calls you, if they can't give you that password, then it's just to add another layer of security.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Because I wasn't sure about any of this. To be honest, it's a bit...
Yeah, there's a lot of lead gens at the moment, just cold calling people and getting them to sign up. And so we're just adding that on just to make sure it's safe. So obviously, I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application. It can be difficult and upsetting. So just please take your time during the call. And if you need a break at any point or would prefer to continue at another time, just let me know, okay?
Okie dokies.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you want to make me aware of?
No
problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you. We'll go through your options. I'll explain how INSLAW operates, discuss funding and fees, and then we'll gather then some more information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in Kerry in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor. So they send you like an application pack.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So these solicitors, they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application.
Okay.
And they're paid up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for assisting you, regardless of whether you're successful or not with the application.
Okay.
So INSLAW doesn't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim any government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, so we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So at this stage, will I just be able to confirm whether you've instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to a redress application at all?
No, I haven't.
No problem. Okay, so our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing.
Okay.
If you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of the redress payment, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap, okay?
Yeah.
So I think it's about 19.2%, so you'll never pay more than that.
Okay.
So it's important to make clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well. But do you have any questions for me so far?
No, I've got quite a lot of questions. I'm just a bit unsure about it all. It's just I can't remember, I know I was in children's home, I was in three different ones.
Yeah.
The age of 12 to 16. But I can't remember exact dates or endings. Is any of that important?
No, so that's absolutely fine. As long as you know the time range, the time frame, then that's our job then to go and get all of your records and all the evidence to support your application. So that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as... So we, I also dive further in the course, so I'll ask for your address prior to K and your parents' names, because a lot of documents will be under the parents' names.
Yeah, I've got a lot.
Yeah, fab. So... So if you decide to instruct us, what we help with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme. So this application that we do on this phone now is just the initial application that gets sent to redress just to get it accepted, and then we'll get an application number for you. And then following that, then we'll gather and review all the evidence, and then we'll be in touch then to book a witness statement in with yourself. So that'll be a few months down the line. So it'll be similar to the short statements we take today, but with more focused questions.
Okay.
And then we'll prepare and submit then the full application. So we do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you then on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well, so if you're unhappy with the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll also explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. So before you decide to accept anything, so it's important so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yes, fab. And just so we're able to formally act for you as well, we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date.
Okay,
so I'll send over an email. I'll send that now, actually, just regarding what we can accept. Do you have any photographic ID?
No, I've got my passport.
Yeah, fab. So just a photo of passport and then a letter then that's been sent to you in the last
I've
3 months.
I've also just signed a new contract for that job, so would that be okay for sending for ID?
What was that, sorry?
For my address. I've just signed a new contract for my job, so would that be okay to send over for proof of address?
Yeah. So as long as it's got your full name, current address, and a date on it that's
okay,
within 3 months, that's absolutely fine.
No bother.
So just take a few more details and a couple more questions and move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, advance
no,
payments?
Nothing like
payment?
That.
No.
No.
And do you have any criminal convictions at all?
No.
No. Next question. So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No. And regarding your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then get in contact with them and they'd take over it. So would you like to add one?
Yeah, a lot. My son's in Australia just now, so older son. I'll do my middle son, Brandon Stewart.
Yeah. And his date of birth?
Oh, sorry, it was just the other day. 15-8-01. Sorry, I was getting mixed up with him.
That's okay. And then we'd need then email address or telephone number and then address.
So his address is the same as mine.
Yeah.
16 Brevner Crescent. I'll just look up his phone number. Contact mobile numbers 07593.
Yeah.
703061.
Perfect, thank you.
I haven't got his email just now, but I could get it for you, I suppose.
That's okay, don't worry too much. As long as we've got one point, and then further down the line, then if redress sometimes request it, but if not, it's okay. So just moving on to the further information now. So it's just regarding your parents' names and address before care. So would you be able to let me know the your parents' names, please?
It was Ruth Stewart
Yeah. And your
and
father?
Mike Michael Stewart.
And do you recall your address prior to being placed into care?
It's 20A Stewart Terrace, spelled EW.
Shoe Terrace.
Stewart, Stewart.
Stewart Terrace. Yeah. And what area was that?
Northfield, sorry, Northfield, Aberdeen. It's weird because I'm just not far from there now.
So does the postcode AB165ST, is that
I couldn't
sound about
tell you
right?
post. Sounds about, yeah. It's
Yeah.
definitely AB16 anyway.
Yeah, perfect. And you said there was no prior names, no?
No.
No, and is Donna Stewart the name now on your passport and everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And just one last question. Would you be able to let me know the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
Yeah, it's Newbern Health Centre on Carden Place, Aberdeen.
At Newburn, yeah.
Yeah.
Fab. Thank you very much. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know where you were placed? And you said that you were 12 years old, weren't you?
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it was
Yeah,
12 years old.
approximately. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm
I'm gonna
honestly, a lot
see.
of that times it's hazy. That's not about you.
Yeah.
Thinking about going into
So where was the first one that you were placed?
Well, I went into Danston Children's Home in Bridge of Dawn, Aberdeen.
What was it called again, sorry?
Danston Children's Home.
Thanks. Yeah. And do you recall how long you were in that one for, or are they the three of them just kind of within that time frame?
Yeah, well, it was a short period of time, and then I got moved to Brimond Hill Children's Home in Aberdeen. I think I was there for about 6 months, roughly.
In Brumadine.
Sorry.
In the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and then I got moved back to Danston Children's Home. And I
And
was
was it
there.
just those two, yeah?
Yeah, and then after that I got put to Rothesay Farm in Montrose.
And you said how long were you in Rossi Farm?
I was there for 5 months in there. And I think I went back to Danston again after that as well.
So being about 1990. Okay, we'll just estimate the
Yeah, so I'm totally
years
got
of
really,
the
totally
fine.
confused
Sorry.
about time scale in them all.
Okay.
And when I turned 16, I also got put into the Leaving Care project as well.
Okay.
moved
And
up a little
was
bit.
there anything that you wanted to say about that one, or was it, is it just the settings beforehand?
No.
No.
I was just...
Okay, so regarding each of these case settings now, so would you be able to tell me, just in your own words, your experience, any instance you can recall why you were first placed there?
I was placed there because I'd run away from home. That was the only reason. I had run away sometimes, but I did get like locked in and stuff at the homes. But and there was an incident where I remember a staff as well, and they had drugs on the property in the care home.
Yeah.
I remember vague bits about it.
Okay, so you said that you were locked up quite a few times.
Yeah, that's why they ended up putting Rossi Farm on. It was just because I was running away and stuff, not for any other reason.
So you were locked up for running away?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was there any forms of any physical or mental abuse or anything like that?
There was an incident with another resident, male.
Yeah.
His name is Ian Leask. I remember his name. He got removed from there, from the Instant Children's Home because of the incident. But like I said, I remember dates and stuff like that.
That's okay. So what was the incident with him?
He was violent towards me and sexual as well. It wasn't rape or anything, it was just touching me inappropriate.
Yeah.
But he got removed from the children's home because of that incident.
Okay. And how did you say the staff treated you overall?
Well, obviously, they were good with me. And obviously took my side and stuff. I can't got him to move, so I was safe. I did feel safe after that.
Yeah. Okay, so with that one, that was in Danestone, was it?
Yeah, Danestone.
Yeah.
It was in Seaview Road. I remember the name of the street as well.
Yeah. She also mentioned that there was drugs on the property, so was it
members
of staff?
Yeah, caught with cannabis because one of the other residents found it. One of the
residents.
Yeah. There was police involved with some because of that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So then you were placed into Brimmen's Assessment Centre then, or Brimmen Children's Home.
Yeah.
And why was that one?
It was just, felt like I was locked away quite a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like kept in and stuff. I know I was like running away at my respite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see people at anything. Felt like I was just restricted away.
So you had no freedom or anything?
No.
And was there any forms of abuse here? So obviously you were isolated and left alone. And was there any physical with the staff, verbal or physical or aggressive with you at all?
I think maybe verbally quite a lot.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's hard to remember back.
Okay, and then with Rossi Farm then?
Yeah, that one was horrible. I was locked in my room all the time in that one. It still affects me now. I can't, like, I don't like being in rooms with doors shut, or because I got locked in my room and every night on that one.
Yeah. So you mentioned, so obviously, they locked you up quite a lot,
Yeah, like
and you
in.
still struggle now with being
Yeah,
in those situations.
I just like being in company all the time. I hate being on my own.
Yeah.
I've always been my cat since I left.
So you were left alone quite a lot.
Yeah.
And in regards to the staff, so obviously they did that quite a lot. And were they
Yeah, they
ever
were
verbal
very.
or physical? Yeah.
Yeah, they were very strict there as well, because obviously it was a secure unit, so I wasn't allowed out at all. Just in the grounds bay, which I didn't think was needed for what I was. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So did they say you were apparently like you were in danger or?
Yes, they had to keep me. But it was isolated for schooling as well, was done there and stuff.
So did anyone ever ask you why you were running away, or was it just you were just kind of thrown in and that was it?
Yeah, I didn't feel like I got to explain quite a lot. My mum and dad wasn't interested either, so I didn't have much support with other place.
Yeah. Did you say that they were verbal towards you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And was anyone ever physical?
No, not
No.
stopping, no.
No. Just anything just like grabbing you and pulling you, or just kind of
Yeah,
taking you
it was
places
maybe a
you
bit of
didn't.
shoving and stuff, but nothing
Yeah.
major.
Okay, so I've written up my short statements regarding your time in each of these ones. Obviously, you were back and forth to which one was it? The Danestone one.
Yeah, that was
Yeah,
it.
so
Yeah.
was that just kind of the vibe the whole time, or was it
That was a
different?
better one. That was better. I got treated better. Some of that instance that happened was just unfortunate because
Just
I people it wasn't it, because
that,
it was one of the better ones. They did treat me
yeah.
quite well there, apart from that instance that happened, which wasn't at the home itself. Well, it was other people.
Yeah. Okay, so is there anything that you'd like to add to any of the other
I
ones?
did leave, no, but I did leave the care system quite depressed and down, and took a pretty bad overdose when I was 17.
Yeah, and which was the last one that you were in when you left?
That was a leaving care project on Clifton Road, where I went to when I was 16. It was like a main building. It was like five chalets out the back, so I lived in one of them. It's a like stepping bridge into getting my own place.
So were you looked after at all during that time?
There was staff there, but yeah, he's pretty much left you at your cell.
And where did you say that was?
Clifton Road, Aberdeen.
So you turned 16 and you were taken then, well, you were left into the leave-in care project.
Yeah, I went there, and then I'd moved to Dundee after that, and then ended up taking an overdose because I was in hostels and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so I've just written up now. So there's four statements regarding each four places you were in. So the next step now is to go through the types of applications that we can pursue under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, so that's decided by the closed panel dependent on what you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and what you've shared with me today, so we're pursuing individually assessed payment, is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme or anything like that in person, so we'll provide the detailed witness statement on your behalf.
Perfect.
So the next step now would be for me to send over the documents to you. Mm-hmm. So this is a couple contracts for you to sign. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So that's what gives us then permission to access your records, along with then everything I've shared with you today. And then it'll also then contain a part one and a part two, which will be everything that you've shared with me. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, but if you'd like, I can stay on the call with you whilst you have a look, just to make sure if you have any questions or anything like that. Would you like me to?
No, I should be okay. I'll read through them, get them signed, and send everything back to you.
Yeah, perfect. So I've just sent those over to you now, so they'll arrive via email and text message.
Just give me email just now,
So when you open the link, so there'll be a button on the bottom of the screen that says a number with fields required. So when you click on that, it'll take you to each of the pages that need a signature, and it's like a tap to sign box that you then just draw in or type in and then press apply. And then once you've done that, I think there's four of them, once you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contract, so you have to reach the very, very bottom, there's a little tick box that says, I verify my signature is authentic, that kind of thing. And then you'll be able to tick the little tick box then if you've scrolled all the way down to the bottom. And then the blue button that says submit should become a darker blue. And then once you click on that, then they should then get sent straight over to me. But if you have any problems or any questions, feel free to give me a call. But other than that, do you have any questions at all for me?
No, it seems okay. I've got an email here. No, that seems fine. I'll go and sort it all, go through it all and send it back to you.
Fab, yes. I'm in the office till 5 o'clock today, so I'll keep an eye out, and if not, I'll do it in the morning.
I'll definitely get it at some point tonight for you, okay?
Fab, that's perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.